Sports Central. Sports Central.
Trying to talk a little boxing ahead of the big Monday Nagreen fight coming up next week. Thought we'd get former world champion Barry Michael on the line. G'day, Baz.
G'day, Kev. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Looking forward to next week. I'm over there on a panel with Eddie McGuire, and it's going to be very interesting.
Oh, right. Are you punching Eddie, or are you just on a panel with him?
No, I have punched Eddie in the past. We've fought a couple of hundred rounds together, and he goes pretty good. But we're going to be just basically discussing different things during the fight. We're not the actual main commentators, but we're on a panel. I'm not sure who else is on it, but it's going to be interesting.
You could be the main event, you two, if you get going at it, I can tell you that.
We see eye to eye, Eddie and I.
Now, Baz, what do you make of this fight? I mean, it's obviously one that, from just a romantic fighting kind of fan point of view, it's great to see these two going head-to-head, but is it good for the game to see these two going head-to-head?
Look, Kev, you know, all things being equal, providing that no one gets hurt, which is very unlikely, they're both, even though they're both at the end of their careers, I know they both prepared exceptionally well. The reports I'm getting from both camps is they've really, you know, really done it professionally, as per you would expect. And they're in great condition, both of them. So it's going to be very interesting.
Does it settle anything, them fighting at this stage of their careers, in terms of, you know, I guess this is the male ego, the alpha male at its finest here. Does it settle anything?
Oh, just probably a lot of their debts. Look, I reckon, to be honest, the way I look at it, I reckon, you know, they don't really see eye to eye. They don't really know each other, and they're both pretty good, decent blokes, that's for sure. I reckon they're going to make each other another fortune. And look, if the fight's close and controversial, don't be surprised if there's number three. But if, you know, if it goes, whoever wins, you know, hopefully they'll shake hands and be mates, because they've made each other a Monty.
Yeah.
I'd be certainly hugging. Looks like when Manny Pacquiao fought Floyd Mayweather, Floyd hugged him, and they were hugging each other at the end of the fight. Like, Mayweather made 170 million and Pacquiao made 120. I'd be kissing the blade.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be a bit different. One of the things I noticed is that Quade Cooper, the rugby player, is on the undercard. What's it with rugby players wanting to fight all the time?
Off the field. Yeah,
look,
I think it's good. You know, I'm actually looking. If anyone with a name out there, you know, that wants to have a crack at Barry Hall, I'm you know, considering putting Barry on a big show against someone. I've already got Justin Whitehead, the former Australian heavyweight champion, saying he'd do it, but I'd prefer someone from the rugby code to be fighting an ex-AFL player. I reckon it'd go down real well. And Big Badger can handle himself, I tell you.
Yep. You've had Sonny Bill Williams, I think Paul, the Cronulla Sharks, Paul Gallen, I think he had a fight of recent times.
He's still going, yeah. He's a tough mother, that's for sure. You know, that's one fight with Barry Hall that could happen, that's for sure. That'd be a big one.
So who do you see winning the Green and Mundine fight?
I reckon it goes one of two ways. You know, the weight, a lot of people think, Jeff Bennett seems to think the weight makes Danny Green a massive favourite, and he thinks Danny will knock him out in the first couple of rounds. I think that's unlikely, but if Green does nail him, you know, look, I reckon it goes either one of two ways. I reckon Danny knocks him out, which, you know, with the weight advantage that he's going to have, and you think the strength advantage is a distinct possibility, or Mundine wins on points. And don't be surprised if it's a replay of the first fight.
Okay.
The first fight, I thought that Mundine would win on points, and he did. And Danny really fought, even though Danny was, you know, claims he was weight weakened, he fought it. I watched the fight again the other night. He faded badly in the last few rounds, but up until then, he hit Chock with some incredible body shots and overhand rights and left hooks. And Mundine wore them all and just came back and won the fight. And look, I know the majority of Australia wants to see Danny knock him out. They do, and you know, Chock's even upset me at times with some of the dumb things he said. But out of the ring, he's a very decent human being, as is Danny. And, you know, I hope this is the last fight between the two of them. Best man wins and they walk away, shake hands, and, you know, it's history and no one's hurt.
Yeah, that would be the best outcome.
Can't be hurt, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would be the best outcome for everyone. Now, just a couple of quick points. As your boy Zach Dunn, when's he fighting again?
March 17th, Zach's defending the Commonwealth Super Middleweight title for the first time against Brophy from Scotland, who's one of the leading Commonwealth contenders. The only loss in, I think, 19 or 20 fights was to George Groves, who fights for the vacant WBA Super Middleweight title shortly. That's really the reason we're fighting him, because Groves stopped him. He's the only person to beat him. We think we can do the same. We'd love a fight with Groves if he wins the World Super Middleweight title. That's number five and six in the three IBF, WBA, WBA, sorry, WBA is number 12. WBC five, I think it's IBF six, and WBA five. It's something like that. Anyway, top 12 in the WBA. So we're in all the majors. We could be called for a world title fight at any stage or a major fight. And this, if we do a good job on Brophy, which I expect, don't be surprised if Zach Dunn gets a big opportunity, you know, here in Germany, in the UK. The UK is super middleweights. I mean, you've got Ronald Quinlan going over to fight, what's his name, Chris Eubanks Jr. shortly. That'll be a big fight too.
Yep.
And I do give Quinlan a chance, but I really haven't seen much of Eubanks, but I watched him doing some work the other night, and man, he is quick.
All right, well, enjoy your time over there for the Green Mundine fight, and we'll catch up again soon, Baz. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Kev. Always a pleasure, mate.